You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's Jeff Lang. Each week, this program explores the history all around us, the history in plain sight. Today, rather than talking about a historic place in our community, our segment explores the life, the story of Mankato's very own nationally acclaimed artist, Marian Anderson. Marian Anderson passed away on January 26, 2021, leaving behind a legacy of art, generosity, and love for her community. Today, we invite you to be surrounded by the history of Marian Anderson's story. So where did it all begin? Miss Marian grew up on a small farm on the shores of Swan Lake in Nicollet County. When she was 8 or 9 years old, her family moved to a farm near Lake Wilson outside of Medelia, where she continued to live until she graduated from high school. Love and curiosity about wildlife and the outdoors, she was a self-proclaimed tomboy. Her natural artistic ability developed at a very young age. When she was 5 years old, she remembers getting a coloring book for Christmas along with some other toys. She finished every page of that coloring book before she even played with any of her other toys. Mary noted that she remembers using her crayons to blend colors even at that age.
Wow.
She graduated from crayons to oil paints after a trip to the Medelia City dump with her father. She found a dozen or more discarded tubes of artist oil paints with just a little left in each one. She used that paint along with some dime store paintbrushes to paint her first wildlife scene on a piece of masonite. It depicted a red fox lying by an old wagon with a millstream water wheel in the background. Her first studio was a spare room in her family's home. At this time, no art education was in schools. But teachers in her elementary and high schools encouraged her drawing, encouraged her art. They saw the gift that was blossoming in this young girl. The Medelia Rotary Club saw her talent as well and sent her to a three-day seminar at the Minneapolis School of Art where she was, when she was a high school senior, her only exposure to formal training and her first trip to the big Minneapolis. The big city where she got to stay in a hotel for the first time. After she graduated from high school, her first job was as a receptionist for a commercial photographer in Mankato. Soon she began to color and tint the photographer's portraits. This is before the advent of color photography, and so portraits were typically hand-tinted to give them the color. She started using the tinting, but then transitioned to using oils for the tinting, something very unique that other photo studios did not have that same skill. This trained her eye for portrait work, which is how she got her start in being a full-time artist.
Okay.
In 1960, she kind of, at that point, became a full-time artist and no longer worked for the commercial photographer. Her art consisted of doing mostly wildlife art and portraits on a commission for $150 to $200. Just side note, in the height of her career, her originals range from 10 to 15,000.
Dang. All right.
Okay. Just to put in perspective.
Yep.
At this time, Marian also started traveling coast to coast to art shows, thus beginning her life on the road, 20 or more national art shows every year. In 1980, her career changed a little bit. At this point, she's only doing portrait work, wildlife work, originals, one of a kind. At this point in 1980, she broke into the market for limited edition fine art prints. And what that means is that she would do the original, but then fine art prints would be produced off of that original. They would all be limited editioned, signed, and numbered. So now more people had access to getting different pieces of her work. Her very first limited edition fine art print was a portrait of a black lab. It was titled Early Snow. In 1980, she also worked with the Blue Earth County Library and created a mural in the library's Lovelace wing that was would depict the story of Deep Valley, Maud Hart Lovelace's creation in her books. And then a second mural was completed in 2002 with area students called Passage of Time. Both of these are still on display at the Blue Earth County Library. For 12 years, beginning in 1983, Marion did an artist-in-residence program at area schools. She had passion to motivate creativity in children, which ties back to those nudges that she got from teachers as a child. One of the paintings that she worked on during this time became very well known. It was called Circle of Hope. And it started at a residency, artist in residency program at Eagle Lake Elementary School. As she was in that classroom, she realized the diversity of the kids that were in the classroom. And she was inspired to create this image. So the Circle of Hope, for those that you have to use my words to imagine, it's five young faces. There's a racial blend of the students, and they're kindergarten through second grade. There's a circle of faces with a bald eagle in flight that kind of finishes the circle. The eagle inspires us to rise above our old versions to higher aspirations, enabling us to live upon the earth in unity. That picture said that all of us, despite our culture or background, if we use our identity and put it together, can become one strength as Americans. So that painting, she started with the Eagle Lake Elementary, and then she was doing a residency program at Madden's Resort in Brainerd, which she did for 10 years. As she was working on that painting, a guest of Madden's, her name was Judy Ladd, was watching her paint. And a number of years later, Ms. Ladd reached out to Marion about the painting and about how it had moved her when she saw it back at that point in time. So Ms. Ladd actually presented the painting to the U.S. Secretary of Education, Richard Riley, in Washington, D.C. Marion, along with some of those children that were the models for Circle of Hope, were present at the presentation of that painting. And today, that painting can be seen in many classrooms across the nation.
That is awesome.
Right here in Little Eagle Lake. In 2000, Marion received the Mankato Pathfinder Award, celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. for that painting, Circle of Hope. So other areas in which Marion's work can be seen just in a really broad way, Marion worked with Minnesota's world-renowned Will Steger on two paintings, one called Focus North and the other Focus South. Both were about his expeditions to the North and South Poles. This is a quote from Marion. During my visit to Will Steger's homestead north of Ely, Minnesota, Will introduced me to the dogs and explained the positioning of each dog in his team. I also became familiar with each of the dogs' individual personalities and their backgrounds. These dogs were friendly and interesting to observe. It is a real privilege not only to know Will Steger, but his team as well. And on comment of Focus South, the version that of the Southern Expedition, Will Steger said in regards to that painting, Focus South fully captures the spirit and consequence of our adventure. With six men and 42 dogs, our team will break trail across the frozen seventh continent so that all the world will know the significant power of Antarctica. And I was reading more about this time that she had with Will Steger. And the thing that he was most concerned about in these two paintings was that he would not be the spotlight of it, but the dogs would.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Because they were the ones that did all the work.
Because they did the work, because he just got to ride along.
Yep. Yep, and she captured every characteristic of these dogs. Another series that she did that a lot of people aren't familiar with is in 1990, she began an 18-year series with the National Wild Turkey Federation. Their headquarters are in Atlanta, Georgia. So many, many accomplishments came out of this particular relationship. In 1996, the National Wild Turkey Federation announced her as Artist of the Year. Over the course of the series, over $1 million was raised for the Federation. In 1996, she was also commissioned to create the National Turkey Stamp. And at that same year, Ducks Unlimited, she was a Ducks Unlimited sponsor artist, and she did a print for them as well. 1991, she was the Wildlife and Western Artist of the Year in Minneapolis, and she was inducted into the show's Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame print that she submitted was called Silent Signal, and it's a rooster and a hen pheasant huddled on an isolated clump of marsh grass surrounded by wind-swept snow. Near the birds is a single, indistinct human footprint, always a message in her paintings. This message was, let's not let our paths cross. Let's not take away all the habitat. Remember to leave areas for wildlife and not make footprints in their domain. She chose this one as her Hall of Fame print as a dedication to her background and to her father and their extremely and secondly, pheasants were extremely hard to paint, so she wanted to prove her ability. At that particular competition, she was up against people like, I don't know if you ever heard of them, Les Kuba or Terry Redlin.
I heard, Okay,
yeah, so she beat them out. This is a quote from Marion. A painting is not complete unless it accurately portrays the subject in its natural setting and tells us how it relates to and affects us in our environment. She was very much about the outdoors. So in 1994, she took a slight shift from the wildlife that she became very well known for, and she moved into nostalgic images or prints. She was commissioned by different groups, including the Mankato Chamber of Commerce, the Blue Earth County Historical Society, the YWCA, Sleepy Eye Medelia. All of these came to her about doing different community prints. Her first in the series of this new venture was Partners in Progress, which was commissioned by the Mankato Chamber of Commerce in 1994. These are kind of a montage of different historical and different present images. Everyone's pretty familiar with the nostalgia series that she did, Mankato, North Mankato. She was asked at this time, why focus on local? And her response was, here's where my heart is. In 1999, she semi-retired, opened the gallery in her home rather than going on the road. And in 2010, she retired officially and donated her business of limited edition fine art prints to the Blue Earth County Historical Society. That collection includes over 90 different fine art prints. And that is held at the Blue Earth County History Center. In 2011, Journey was her last limited edition fine art print. It was commissioned by the Minnesota State University Mankato Sesquicentennial Commission. And some little tidbits about Marion, some fun little things that you might not know. Marion's work was exclusively in oil paint with brushes on stretched canvas. A lot of times she stretched the canvas herself. She began a painting by sketching it out in pencil. And she would do a lot of erasing. Once Marion finished a painting, she retired the brushes that she had used for that painting. Even if they still had a lot of life left in them, she felt they had done their job for that particular painting. So she had jars of brushes that could be found around her studio.
She retired them. Did she label the jars in, like, this was for this painting or anything like that?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
That'd be cool if, like, these paint brushes were used for this painting or for this. Yeah, that'd be fun to see.
Yeah. Even if it was a really expensive paintbrush, it didn't matter. She wasn't going to use it again. She also kept every tube of spent paint. And there were many were kept in vases and jars around her home and studio. Okay. I think that was a little nod back to how she got her start with those found little tubes of paint. She selected authentic situations, and through extensive research, she captures the spirit, mood, and life of each subject she painted. Her research included river voyages, trips to the boundary waters, dog sled trips, excursions through the mountains with mountain men, trips to France and Africa, and, of course, research at local historical societies like the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Marion's husband, Vince, was a stonemason by trade. He built their field stone home in rural Mankato, and the home was then where Marion had her studio and her gallery. Vince ran the framing side of the couple's business. The impact that Marion left on this community is so rich. The artist in residency program that she did for 12 years was such an investment in the school art programs and the kids who are just needed that little nudge to keep going mm-hmm. with their art. The sale of her prints raised money for, we already talked about the National Wild Turkey Federation, but right here at home, it raised money for community organizations like the Mankato Chamber of Commerce, which is known today as Greater Mankato Growth, the YWCA when they were working on the Cray Mansion restoration, the YMCA when they were working on taking over the Schmidt House and rebuilding their building, the Historical Society, Red Jacket Trail, that print raised money for the trail shelter, the Mankato Sharing Tree, the list goes on and on.
Was there a Red Jacket Trail painting?
Yes.
Oh, I might have missed that. I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll have to check, try to find that.
Yeah, there's over 90 right now that are still available. There's over 90 to pick from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a huge catalog that she has left. And, of course, her lasting legacy is her art gallery. And the Historical Society is so honored that in March we have a special exhibition of some of her work. This is actually what we'll have on display will be the originals that were part of her personal collection, ones that she did not sell, the ones that she kept for herself, that were her favorites. Some of them were never made into prints, and some of them were just made for her. So I want to leave us today with a quote from Marion. "I want my paintings to create a mood so that when people look at my work, they feel like they've been there or want to go there. I want them to feel it. I want them to smell the rose, feel the breeze, hear the water run."
That kind of gives me like a little bit of chills because you can hear how she's painting these pictures by wanting to experience all of those things.
Yep,
that's incredible.
And they do. If you haven't, her work is so diverse and so accessible. And if you haven't, if you only know Marion for one type of art and you haven't seen her full range of art, I highly, highly encourage people to take the time to check it out.
Now, there's some on display at the Blue Earth County Historical Society.
Yes.
So we can look at there and at her gallery as well.
Yes, which is at the History Center.
Oh, it's at the History Center too.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep. Nope, the gallery is at the History Center. And so you can come and see her entire portfolio at the Blue Earth County Historical Society. And you can also visit marionanderson.com.
Perfect. That'd be great to go to that site and see these photos. I want to look at the Red Jacket Trail one for some reason. I love riding bike on that trail, especially near dusk. So I'm guessing the portrait looks amazing.
It's a fun picture of really how there's a little nod to what the trail originally was, but with the railroad trestle. But it's also shows how the trail has become a recreational trail.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So some really incredible things. And all of these images are gifts that Marion has left for us. She shared her gift with us. She loved this community very much. And I know that, it's kind of get to the point where you just don't almost have words. But I will say that there are so many that I have spent time just getting lost in, so many images that paintings I've gotten lost in. So I encourage people to also come and just get lost in some of her work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen a few of them around town, and we've had one of the prints here in the building, and I know that we've seen those. So,
but when you see an original, that's something totally different.
Yeah,
totally different. So, Miss Marion, you will be greatly missed by this community. And with that, We want to thank you all for joining us today. And until next time, we hope you see the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.